The markets usually toward the end of the year slow down a little bit, but not so much this year. And there's more on that from John Taylor. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Well, the only thing that slowed down so far has been the trading volume. It has been pretty light. Will be pretty light again today. But Dow futures up about 20 points. And of course, the Dow was up about 25 points yesterday. But if you look at the full year, it's pretty incredible. Unless something happens today, the markets are going to have their best year in 18 years since 1995. If you take the Dow Jones Industrial Average, those 30 stocks up 29% when you include dividends. The S&P 500 up 32%. Pretty incredible numbers. But if you're a gold investor, if you fell prey to some of those ads about how, quote, safe gold is and how you should protect yourself against losses, gold has been horrible. It opened the year at almost $1,698 an ounce. It's right now less than $1,200 an ounce, so it's down 28%, which is the worst year for gold in about 30 years. So it shows you once again that you can't believe everything that you see or hear in an ad. If you look at the five best stocks and five worst stocks of 2013, I think it tells you something about what's happened in the economy. Best stock of 2013, Tesla, the company that makes electric cars, up 346%. Netflix up almost 300%. They only made $32 million last quarter, but I guess profits don't matter. Best Buy, you gave it up for dead a year ago. That stock was down 50% last year. It's up 239%. Twitter up 145%, and Herbalife, which has been the battle between some hedge fund managers, up 138%. Worst stocks, JCPenney down 54%. Newmont Mining, gold stock, down 50%. BlackBerry down 40%. Abercrombie & Fitch, not as hip as it used to be, down 30%. On top of that, they were kicked out of the S&P 500 because of their poor performance. And Peabody, the coal company, down 28%. Now, that tells us something about what's going on in the economy. If you look back and you think about some of those stories, you can piece those pieces together. What will 2014 bring? Well, I guarantee you it'll be something different than what all the experts will be predicting on TV all day long today. And lastly, here's a bit of interesting news. Cracker Barrel. I love talking about Cracker Barrel. Their stock's up 72% for the year, but their largest stockholder, who's an activist investor, owns 20% of the company, is insisting the company put themselves up for sale. Cracker Barrel strongly rejected in a tersely worded letter the demand from their largest shareholder. Insists they're not going to do anything of the sort. Why would you be demanding a company that's up 72% for the year sell themselves because of poor performance? Well, I don't know. Oh, yeah, by the way, today's Tuesday, so I know you want to know this. The lunch special today, meatloaf and mashed potatoes, and a dinner special tonight on Tuesday, Cracker Barrel, lemon pepper grilled rainbow trout.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And the 72% sounds even better, return for the year.
Yes, sir. Well, we hope the coming year has a good return for us, John. We'll be looking forward to having you join us then.
Talk to you soon.
All right, thank
Take
you.
Care.
John Taylor from Stern Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith, always with a good meal in mind. I like him for many reasons, but he really gets the day started for me. But he could get the day started for you, too, yep, just by simply giving him a call. Of course, he's located in Fort Smith at Stern Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street. You could call him at 479-782-2527 or email John. He'd love to hear from you because he uses some of the questions. Doesn't necessarily use your name or anything, but he could use those questions in the Times Record column he writes from time to time. And that email address is John Taylor at sternagee.com.